foreigner and I want to know what love is.
The BBC Radio Suffolk Action Desk. Helping you to help others.
Karen, sometimes I wonder what you're going to come up with next in this spot. I really do.
You're very lucky today.
Why?
Because had this studio been bigger, then you could have found yourself in one of these very large wheels to have a go. But because you're restricted for space, you see, you can, yes, you can do that.
Wiping my brow with relief. John Coles is here to explain. Now, John, you said to us we mustn't describe them as hamster wheels, but I can't think of another way to describe them. They're huge, and they're like hamster wheels for adults.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but I think a hamster would have big problems in it, in the same way as an adult would have problems in a hamster wheel. I was thinking more like large hose rollers.
Oh, yes, yes, where you put your hose in the garden, like one of those. And, of course, a hamster wheel, they go in and they run round, don't they? And this is not. I'm looking at pictures now, and people are sort of suspended by their ankles in one half of the wheel and holding on to the other half.
Yes, they roll across the floor, so they're not pivoted like a hamster wheel, but it's a big wheel that you stand in and you roll it, and you can do all sorts of things as it rolls.
Can you just stand up for a moment for me? Yes, you see, you must be 6 foot something, mustn't you?
6 foot.
Yeah, and I'm 5 foot two, so how would I fit into the same wheel as you if I was doing it?
We have a whole range of wheels.
Oh, see, they come in different sizes.
Yeah, we've got
nine
wheels in the club, all different sizes. So,
what's it called, this sport?
Well, the wheels are called Runrads.
Runrads?
It's German, originated in Germany. We tend to call them either German wheels or perhaps more commonly gymnastic wheels.
Gymnastic wheels.
I've seen it done, Rachel. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
I've not seen it before at all. Yep. The pictures here.
It is fascinating because you imagine, as you're saying, with the hamster, that it actually just always goes forward. But they don't. They do it sort of on the side and up and down, and the body goes all over the place. Is it quite strenuous, John? Or could you actually be perhaps not that fit and still have a go?
Oh, anyone can have a go. Obviously, the further you get and the more advanced, the fitter you have to be. And I suppose mainly it's control. Strength to an extent, but to control.
Because you're in charge of the wheel, aren't you? It's not somebody that actually sort of gives you a great big push down as if you're going down a hill and sort of...
That's right, it's
really...
One thing people always say is, oh, I'd feel sick if I did that. But you never feel sick in a wheel. A bit disoriented, perhaps, the first few times, but it's very much a sport of control, like gymnastics. And you can tip it on one rim and wheel it in a circle, or you can do rolls around the bars on the wheel while it's rolling.
So is it a competitive sport in the same way as other gymnastics can be?
It is, yes. There's a world championships every 2 years, and I think they have a European championships too. But in England, we only have one club, and we haven't really got in the competitive scene yet.
Just one club?
Yes. In Rendlesham.
One club in the whole of Britain, and it's in Rendlesham?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. How did we end up with a club in Rendlesham and nowhere else?
I saw a wheel about 30 years ago when I was in Switzerland doing gymnastics, and when we wanted something different for the older gymnasts to do in the club I was running in Ipswich, we tried introducing runrads, and over the internet I contacted people and found some wheels in England, used some students who'd been studying in England, brought a wheel with them, and then moved off and left it here. So we got hold of two wheels that way. We bought a third one back from Germany when we went on a course.
Sounds like that song, two wheels
on my wagon.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had a lottery grant for another four. And recently we bought two more, so we're a nine-wheel club now.
So it's all your fault?
I'm afraid so.
How many people are in the club?
Regulars, probably about five or six. But we have a lot of people who come and go for odd things. One lad in Cambridge who loved it, so he had his birthday party over here, and he brought about a dozen along for a day, and we had a go, but there are not very many regular people doing it, and we need more.
So do you run it as a business now, what with birthday parties and things, or is it still...
No, it's just fairly voluntary. It's just a voluntary club. We just charge enough to cover our costs, and enjoy it.
But you have to have a large space, don't you? You have to have a large area to be able to do this in.
Well, we used to do it at Thurlston School in Ipswich. And it was a size of it was a gym, a school gym really, and you tended to hit the wall at each end two turns and you hit the other wall. So it was a bit too small. And storage too. It meant taking all the wheels to bits every time there, and that's quite a long job. So
at Rendlesham, I don't know the sports centre in Ventlesham, so you've got an enormous amount of space there.
I'm so glad you said sports centre. I was imagining the forest. I was just visualising them going through the trees in the forest. Is it the sports centre, is it?
Yes, sports centre, yes. Well, it was built by the Americans just before they left. And so it's big, and all the doors are big, because the biggest wheel is 2.3 metres diameter. And we can roll that in the storeroom without taking it to bits.
Ah.
No English door will take a wheel that size.
It's just very exciting. The scrapbook you've got here shows that you've taken part in all sorts of events. Trimley Carnival is in here. You've got a certificate of thanks for Macmillan Cancer Relief. So you've got the Galston Carnival. So you're beginning to spread the word, but you need some more clubs, don't you, to compete against?
We do. I'm working at the minute with the Gymnastics Association to try and get some sort of registration for coaches. But that's early days yet. But we went up to Southwold recently to the Flying Egg Alternative Deck Chair Competition.
Oh, yeah.
And we gave a show up there.
Oh, they're just great, aren't they?
Yes, yes, very good.
So is there any restrictions on who can take part in it, age-wise?
Well, our club, we're trying to keep it to over 16s.
Yes.
But no, I mean, you can get wheels for six-year-olds, so physically anyone can do it.
So, I mean, what happens if you have a disability? Are they adaptable for people with disabilities or not?
We have one girl who used to come in a wheelchair. She's now on crutches, and she needs help to get to the wheel, and she loves it. When she's in it, she holds
freedom.
The handle and rolls.
Yeah. And it's a bit like riding for the disabled, isn't it, in a
exactly.
way? That it's something you can do that not everybody else can as well, never mind the freedom of it and so on.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I mean, she's taken a lot of courage to do it, but since she's done it, she's there every week and really enjoys it.
You've got an open day coming up, haven't you, where we can come along and see for ourselves. When is the open day?
It's Sunday the 23rd of October.
Right, so a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, it's really a training day for anyone who wants to come along, and we're charging £15 for the day. And then we know some people are coming from London, and we often get some from Amersham and around there. Cambridge, I think we have some coming down from. And anyone who wants to come and watch or have a go, you know, anyone's welcome to watch. Just walk in and watch.
You don't need to book?
No, you just come in and watch. I mean, if you want to join in and do it, then it's best to book. But if somebody's there and wants a quick go, we'll always let them have a roll.
Do you remember the first time you stepped inside one and had a go?
Yes.
What did it feel like? Can you remember?
It was down the bottom of my garden where the lawn slopes rather. And it was rather soft. I didn't have a clue what I was doing.
So there's still the ruts in the lawn that shows where you went, did it?
Yeah. But no, normally, I mean, we always make sure people can't fall when they start. You hold the feet. And a lot of people have tried it. We've had old age painters trying it. We've had all sorts trying it.
I wonder if it ever ended up in an Olympic sport.
Well, I hope so. These things take a long time, don't they? But it's certainly growing in popularity. The Netherlands have quite a few clubs. Every 2 years they do an international training course, and I've been on four of those now, and the next one's next year in America, in Illinois.
So what's the hardest manoeuvre that you do in one of these? What was it again? Runrods?
Runrad.
Runrad, yeah. Runrad. What's the hardest manoeuvre to learn to do?
I suppose a basic move is what they call a free flight spiral, which is when you don't hold with your hands, you tip it on one rim and wheel it round in a circle. But there are endless combinations and far more difficult moves than that, but they're not really describable without.
Go along to the open day, that's the answer, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you so much for bringing the pictures to show me and the descriptions for everybody else. Rendlesham Sports Centre is the place to go, and it's Sunday week, that would be, wouldn't it, the 23rd?
23rd, yes.
Yep, 23rd, yes, right. Yes. Frantically looking at my diary, 10 till 4, but you've got more details, Karen,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, certainly, and it is a fascinating thing to watch, I have to say, fascinating. I was never brave enough to get inside, I have to say. But certainly fascinating to watch. If you want full details, give us a call on the Action Desk on 01473 340 740.
And John, thank you very much indeed for not only introducing the sport to us here at BBC Radio Suffolk, but to the county and to the country.
Yeah.
Isn't it great to know we're in there ahead of the rest?
If we can help you, or you can...